The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and we're all a little bit, moving a little bit slow this morning. Thanks to, well, you got Coors Light, but then you got Cheers, okay? And the two of them complement each other like peanut butter and jelly, okay? Coors Light last night here, thanks to them, sponsoring our big listener event, and was it fun?
Yeah, it was a good time.
It was a good time.
I practiced more moderation than maybe you did.
And Dell.
Dell practiced.
Boring as all get out. He and Lazy J went at it.
No,
did you see? You didn't see it?
Why are you lying?
Yeah, he and Lazy J went to blows.
We didn't. Yeah.
Went to blows?
Yeah.
Nothing happened. He's just a liar.
No. Listen, Lazy J told me, he said, "Where's Dell? I'm going to pull up on him." and sure enough, as soon as they saw each other, but they just started throwing hands.
Nothing happened.
What?
Yeah. No, it happened.
Who is Lazy J? I don't even know who Lazy J is. Isn't he part of Nestor's crew?
Yeah, awesome. He's the warehouse.
Yeah.
He's in the warehouse.
The whole warehouse was here, I think.
Yeah. The warehouse got a... The warehouse is like owns this place, okay? They own Thursdays for
hey,
sure.
Hey, Lance, what about your brisket? I'm like, what? La Raza what?
Good La Raza. Do you see La Raza's shirt?
Yeah. It was old
show. Juanito G. Rahil.
Oh, that's right. That's he Del made that Vincito. Shirt. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I saw it, but I didn't realize that was his own little name.
Yeah. That's what he says every time he calls in.
Yeah.
And he was here. What a good time. It was a great time had by all. Thanks for all the listeners that came. For those of you that didn't, well, you just got to be better listeners next time.
Yeah.
Okay.
You missed out on John's drunkenness, so.
He was?
I wasn't drunk. Oh, no. Oh, you know why he's pissed? Because your wife came up and said he's the worst person on the show.
That's not exactly how it happened. She didn't just walk up to me and say that.
Yes, she did.
I said, "Dell, this is my wife. Nick, this is Dell."
And she just gave him that sideways look.
My wife
like,
loves Dell on the show,
no.
except for when Gilbert calls. And then she thinks Dell is very ugly.
Yeah, Dell is horrible. He's a horrible person.
She believes he acts very ugly. But then she acknowledged you do, too.
Yeah.
He's very ugly.
That's really not true. I couldn't be a nice... Oh, who bought Gilbert the... Who bought him the Apollo hat?
Me? I feel like you do that so that you get free shots.
Yeah, it's like when you go to church to make up for all the other crap you do.
There's absolution.
No, I don't. I don't do that. What I do, what I do is I'm a wonderful Christian all week long. Then I go to church.
No, and frankly, I think Nicole is more disappointed in me than angry. She feels like she knows you're a lost cause.
Yeah,
she thinks
it
of
was
me.
Disappointed mom face.
Yeah, it's like. It's more like, tell you, you could be better than this. She looks at you and goes, this guy's a terrible person. There's no redeeming John.
That's fair.
That's a fair thing.
She thinks I have some redeeming qualities, and she's disappointed in me.
I mean, to be fair, you don't, but she doesn't know it
She didn't know that,
yeah.
no.
She didn't know it
No, yet. She knows you disappoint
does know,
everyone.
Does she know probably, let's say, 40 days out of the year I let her husband in because he can't remember his key card?
She doesn't know that. She doesn't need to know that.
Okay.
She can already assume that.
Yeah.
Oh. We got the story about Indianapolis. Lance would not. He had to get patted down every time he went through security.
Yeah, I had
and it took a huge ordeal because he wouldn't bring his passport.
It's called
because
additional screening.
Additional screening.
I lost my driver's license in Montreal. Big deal.
Well, there's that happened, but why didn't you bring your passport? Because I would have lost it.
Because I didn't want to take a chance of losing it. So I brought an old driver's license. What? My paper. You know, like I.
You're a grown ass man. You shouldn't lose your passport.
Things get lost.
No, they don't.
I lost the phone in
Cuba
in a cab. This has happened my whole life. I've left you. I wasn't at this station. I never told you about the time that I went to New York for the draft, and I had
is this
my bags
when you left your bags
unaccompanied?
and went to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Who leaves their bags and goes to the
Who
bathroom?
Who can't go take a piss for 2 minutes and then have security roll up it's like been, whose bags are these? Whose bags are these?
Oh, you mean since 2001?
Yeah.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
It's been 13 years. Let me just leave my stuff.
What math did you just do?
Well, maybe it happened in 14.
Oh, 2014.
Yeah, yeah. It was 14 when it happened.
It's still a thing. It's still a thing now.
It's still a thing always, forever. Don't leave your bags unattended. The guy says it. 100 times.
Every airport.
Let me just say, to make it fair, I not only did I use the bathroom, I did go. I was charging my phone in another gate.
You left.
What? But I thought I had. I had eyeballed my stuff.
Okay. Why would you? Even if security didn't take your stuff.
Yes. Why would you leave?
Here's something. Social contract. How about the people around me go? No. There's a guy. We saw him. He seemed like a good guy.
What? They don't know you. You didn't get your stuff there.
But I look like a good person.
He seems like a good person.
Oh, so you're saying?
Don't mess with his bags.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. What if Dell left his bags?
What if Raheel left his bags? Dell wouldn't get hassled.
Does he look like a good person?
Dell wouldn't get hassled.
No. And you, quite frankly, you know what? You're the kind of guy that fools everybody.
Oh, no. Okay. Not at all.
And then they go, we should have known.
Yeah. So here's what happened that time.
We looked at him and thought, a little weird, but he's fine.
I had to go get my, I was in like Terminal B. So they took, I had to go to like Terminal H, something that barely exists, to go get my bag. So of course I missed my flight to New York for the draft, the clowny draft.
Uh-huh.
So they had to put me on another flight.
You had it. Your suit was lost. Yeah.
No. It wasn't lost. I had it with me. I went and picked it up. When I got back, the flight was gone. They put me on another flight. This is the best part.
No, you left it.
No, this is the best part, John. I got that paid for from a company that I was doing some work for, and I worked in a first class seat. My first class flight ever. I was so excited. I missed it. Guess what happens when you miss that? You know what you get on the next one? A middle seat.
Not first class.
Not even close. And that's the time I saw Sumlin and his staff chilling in first class. And then I got a ride into town with them. But I did get a ride into town. And then it dawned on me after I landed, I left my suit on the plane. So my suit.
And your wife had to call her friend who works for the airline.
For United. Like, can you? This is the flight my dumbass husband. Because also by now I was drunk. So I was also drunk by now. And I was supposed to go have a dinner that night. And I was supposed to meet an agent for the first time that night. I didn't have my suit. I didn't have anything. Oh, I ended up having to go. My wife somehow pulled a miracle and said, all right, I found out your suit. They've got it. You've got to go up there tonight. It was midnight. I'm getting a cab ride midnight to LaGuardia. I mean, I forget stuff.
Really?
We went to Key West. I left my iPad on a plane. And I had to, when we were on the puddle jumper going over to Key West from wherever we landed, I mean, I just can't remember things.
Really?
So I'm not bringing, no. I'm not bringing a passport.
Did not see that coming.
And when we traveled to Montreal, you know what I did? My wife treats me like a little kid where I'm not even allowed to hold the passport, except for when I have to show the man your passport. And I just do this, hid my passport. She just, now put the passport away.
Is that a little
kid? That's my little kid voice. Okay. Yes, Del.
Is that your,
yes, Del. Okay.
That's your little kid voice.
Here's my passport. That's little kid voice.
Doesn't sound like a little kid.
Either way. Because then she's like, now give it back to me. Heel.
No.
And she puts it away.
Heel.
That doesn't sound like it to me.
Don't hold your passport.
Can somebody do me a favor? Can somebody, like, on the Astros, if they're going to hit home runs, make sure that there's somebody on base? Because it's ridiculous to have all these 4 solo homers by Brantley and Correa.
Hey, Wiley How about and Sanchez Dusa? Now, they, you know, there's been a charm life for Wade Miley. He was due a bad start the other day, and then Sanchez yesterday getting banged around.
That's a dude that lost 13 straight games, so no, he's not throwing a no-hitter every time.
This is the first time where I'm like, you know, It was really good there for about 10 days. It was really good.
Yeah.
And now, even with all these home runs, every day.
This is what they did the last time they went on a 10-game winning streak. They lost 4 out of 5, and then they pull out, and here we go, and they're going to.
Show me the good guy in the bullpen, though. I mean, that's the big difference right now is I can't find somebody who I'm excited about.
Well, Peacock and James are coming back, so that'll help.
Yeah, I mean, it really does.
But Rondon looked good. He had a nice outing. Devensky, good Lord. Why are you putting Devensky in late in a game, in a tie game? Can someone explain that to me? Why Devensky's in a tie game?
Nope.
Ever?
Nope.
Ever? Especially, Devensky, here he is pitching. Oh, good Lord. His first batter. Good Lord, man. Bam. Game's over. You lose. So, oh, sorry about that.
So let me ask you this question. Just to get off the Astros for a second. I just got a Cody, who is one of the listeners who came. He just texted, dude, the amount of talent walking around that place last night was something else. How did that happen?
Well, I'll tell you how, because I'm going to be speaking for Dr. Lindville. He did my hair, me and Fred. He did our hair, and he's
a stylist.
He hires really well.
But it wasn't just that. I think, Mindy, who does our sports.
Mindy was here with her friends.
Came up. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, that's an upgrade.
Mindy is a very good-looking young lady. And
good looking girls who post up on Instagram usually roll with a pack of similar.
Right. Or they find really not so they look better.
Yeah, but even that
even
I noticed
at this age
nah, probably not. That's a high school thing probably.
It's a pretty similar pack that runs like, oh, here's our shot from Vegas. All the girls who make the trip to Vegas are going to be pretty good at a listener event. Let me put it that way.
Right. So, and that was great. First up.
And then Holly comes, and then everyone's like, who's Holly? Just relax.
If you've been here before, you know Holly. Big ups to Courtney, the job that she did.
Yeah, she coordinates our.
She did everything, and it was a perfect event. We had all of the food, Knicks, Big City, Cobos Q. All the Coors Light, just fantastic. Everybody had a great time. They wouldn't serve me. Nobody gave me any tickets. And like the Coors Nazi girls were like, no, you can't have any. I'm like, hey, I work here.
Oh, they were. Cobos is like, hey, we can't get any beers. They're not letting us. And by the way, they were talented too. But
No. That dude, that's John Garcia. I met him. He has a bartender. Bartending to you, and it is he does a really nice job of hiring as well.
Girls passing out the beer part.
They
of his
were
crew?
There. He's got a company. He does like 500 events a year where he comes and he bartends, and he'll do all the liquor. He does everything, you just say, okay, come on, and he does all this.
Oh, dude, I want to get that guy.
I know that dude is awesome. So he hires really well, as you noticed. The company that did that for us last night. So it's spectacular. But back to Courtney, I met her fiance, and I told him he better treat her well, or he gets one. All right.
I think I saw that dude. You think you have a shot at beating the guy up?
Well, I don't. Yeah, I don't know about. But I'm. You know, I can threaten. I have to beat him up. All I have to do is pull a gun on him.
Seems aggressive.
Well, that's what I told him. We better take care of our Courtney.
You
that's
said,
all.
How did it go to this?
Did you
that
say,
guy's just trying to mind his business at a listener party? And
because I was thinking, you know what he said? You know what? I could read his mind. He was saying Fredo. And I was like, well, really? We're going to do this?
And this is what he said. Courtney, come get your mans. Yeah. What was happening here?
Look, all I did was tell the world I'm going to wife you up. And this dude I don't even know is threatening to shoot me?
Yeah.
What's that about?
Yeah, well, that's I just take care of our girl. That's all I said.
I imagine he will.
Or else.
Because she...
Or else.
Or what else. I don't know Courtney outside of work, but work Courtney gets it done.
Yeah, work Courtney does get it done. We got to have Courtney in today. Apparently, when she was on, I don't know, who else? Holly was on with the Blitz, my afternoon show, the Blitz.
Okay.
And apparently their Twitch goes way up. They're on Twitch. Are we on Twitch?
Yes.
We are? I didn't know that.
Live streams on Twitch. That's how people can watch it.
Oh, that's how we watch it? Well, we would have a TV to see that, except people were kicking it.
Well, it's not on. No one's turned it on.
I think I did try to turn it on.
Yeah. Yeah. It's no longer hooked up because of somebody's people.
Let's see. Let's see. Try it again, Dell.
Somebody's people were in here kicking it.
I met a lot of people. Did a lot of handshaking. I think my wrist hurts from all the homie handshakes you got to give.
You're their homie?
The homie handshake. My right wrist is hurting a little bit.
It is. You know, it is that
you
uncomfortable.
Are soft.
There is an uncomfortable beginning where you got listeners who feel like they know you. They listen for a long time, but you might not know them yet.
Well, so I immediately go to the name tag.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying the handshake. There is the... And sometimes you get caught in the middle where you're not sure. Like, they come in for a certain kind. Yeah. You go for one and, like,
I was doing so many last night. I've never given one to a woman before, of the homie handshake. But I was such in that mode. I gave one to Rachel, who was here. I was like, and even today, I was like, ooh, I don't think I should have done that one. It's weird. I don't think I've ever given one to a woman before.
Rachel,
the homie hand.
Rachel Van Orange.
Yeah.
Oh, Rachel.
Yeah Rachel was here. I didn't get to say hello. Yeah. At one point, I was like, well, those two are really close. And it was fun to watch.
I'm going to clean this up.
What about Thrive?
Well, what
Cheers? What about Cheers?
Because a lot of people I met.
Yeah, clean it up.
Dr. Dre on 290 said, hey, make sure you mention my wife, Maribel, I believe, who's a listener. Oddly enough, much like Nicole, she loves me too. So, what's up, Maribel?
What? Why would she like you?
Because I'm awesome.
No, like the way you treat Gilbert?
I don't treat Gilbert poorly.
Congratulations.
And I hope her name is Maribel. I hope I didn't get that
horrible person.
Heartbreaking.
Time for me to talk about. Okay, did I not mention it? The first thing. It's Coors Light, awesomeness. You may feel a little sluggish the next day. Oh, you don't have to. You know why? CheersHealth.com. CheersHealth.com. Free samples. Just go to CheersHealth.com and find out how you can get free samples. Well, it's $1. You have to pay $1 for delivery. That's it. Listen, if you like to imbibe a little bit, you enjoy to have a few cocktails, whatever the case, no one is advocating binge drinking. No. What I'm saying, even just a couple of glasses of wine, you're all of a sudden you're like, I don't feel that great the next day. So listen, you want to feel great the next day? CheersHealth.com. CheersHealth.com is something that I use all the time. I've got my bottles lined up. It's a true story. And when I go home, take a couple capsules, I wake up the next day feeling great. I feel great today. You know why? CheersHealth.com. You will too. You like to imbibe a little bit, you got to work the next day, or you want to just feel great the next day. They know about this stuff. They're scientists. They're doctors. They're Ivy Leaguers. They know how to do this. We don't. All I know is I feel better. CheersHealth.com. That's CheersHealth.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You hugged David's wife last night, though?
Yeah, the hug thing.
Was it a bro hug?
I mean, no, I didn't. Bro hug women? What's the matter with you?
Where were your hands at the time?
In an appropriate place.
Stop, John.
Middle, that's all I'm probably saying. Upper back.
Upper back. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Why would you ask that? Am I a
person? I'm just asking to be appropriate. That's why.
I knew we were getting this version.
Just to be appropriate.
Do I give off the inappropriate vibe?
Yeah, kind of.
How so? No, I don't even like touching people. How would I give off the inappropriate vibe?
Because you do it so little that maybe you'll be inappropriate when you do touch people.
That when I finally venture into that area, I can't control myself.
Maybe.
No, I'm not that guy.
You could be.
I'm not that guy. I'm telling you.
Oh.
No, I know. I don't know. I don't know. I'm telling you, I'm not that guy.
Okay.
Okay.
Just making sure. I just want it to be appropriate.
Out of the three of us right now, I feel like you would rank on the top of the list if people were just guessing.
No. No. I'm Mr. Appropriate. Okay?
Mr. Appropriate's a nickname you've never had in your life.
No chance.
Not in Chicago, not in Lafayette, not in Scottsdale or wherever you were in Arizona. Not in Green Bay. And definitely not here.
No.
Well, John, let's welcome John Granato. Oh, you mean Mr. Appropriate?
Yes.
That never Mr. Appropriate?
That happens. That's how I used to be. Now I've rebranded.
Okay. As super inappropriate.
Yeah. No. Hey, look at these phone
look
calls.
Look at why do people call our show? Let's I don't go. Understand that.
That's weird.
Let's go. Shannon wants to talk about the listener party. What's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, I wanted to let y'all know I wanted to meet y'all last night. I was there, but I'm pretty pissed, and I'm going to write a strongly worded email to Mr. Gal.
Uh-oh.
Because when I got to the door, somebody was offering a meet and greet with the crew, and I paid the $100 and was brought around to the back of the building. And there was about 20, 30 other people that had paid their $100. And when we got back there, I stayed back there about an hour.
Uh-huh.
But when I finally got up to the table, it was three really bad cardboard cutouts and Dale's dad pouring shots of Coleman milk and offering everybody brisket jerky. I'm pretty pissed.
I would be too. Who was it? Who was it that took that? Who was it took that 100? Did he look like Raheel?
He hung up.
It was Raheel. You know, Raheel was there. Like, somebody goes, I saw Raheel earlier, and then he just disappeared for like 2 hours. Said, where were you at 7 o'clock, Raheel? He goes,
What about him? What time did you show up?
About 7:30.
And for the mandatory listener party,
we had people saying,
excuse me, on any invitation or mandatory invite from the bosses here. Did it say must be here at 6?
Yes.
No, it said be here. And I was here from 7:30 to about 9:30. So
that's
I put
nothing.
In 2 hours.
That's nothing. That's, we what, put in 4 hours.
I don't
hours.
Care. You're drunk and loud. So I don't care. You're
not drunk and loud. I was heading that door direction.
Your
and
friends
I
were.
Down.
Your friends were.
One of them.
One of them.
One of them was.
TV kicker.
Not my buddy Michael Bennis.
Michael Bennis, cold weather idiot, was here.
My Rose Rich buddies, Christian Becerra and Will Colgan's friends, they didn't come, but our buddies over there, they were all right.
They were nice.
They hung in okay.
Yeah. Daniel wants to talk about the...
I thought there was going to be a fist fight in the stand. They were screaming at each other about Dak Prescott in the hall. Like two dudes were just like,
really?
Dak Prescott, he sucks,
so was it
you suck. And like,
Crystal?
No. It was just, I don't know. There was some guy they said, oh, you're the type of dumbass it's going to say. Like, they all ganged up on one guy who was apparently kind of like a troll. He was kind of a Twitter troll who tried to do it in real life, and it didn't really work out in real life.
Yeah. Well, guess what? No fighting here. There was somebody got kicked out. That happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little inappropriate. Out. Speaking of inappropriate.
They were inappropriate.
Yeah.
From what I understand.
Yes.
I didn't see.
I heard.
It was a female being
inappropriate. Daniel. What's up, Daniel? How about your Astros right now?
Hey, man. I'm gonna let y'all know. Didn't do the party last night. Got a baby at home. Couldn't leave him. But next year I'll be trying to get those tickets. But hey, I had a guy I used to coach with. He posted something on social media the other day, kind of intrigued my interest. He made the statement that the Astros, you know, they've really beaten up their division. However, against all the other divisions they've played, they're pretty mediocre, you know, just floating right around 500. You know, they've got the makings to be such a great team, but, you know, it seems like they just kind of let them slip away. So I just kind of wanted to hear y'all's take on that, but I'll hang up and listen.
Well, look at the Yankees. What are they, 16-2 against the Orioles? You know, the stuff like that happens.
Well, you're always going to beat up. Really good teams are going to beat up on their division.
We're going to beat up on the, well, and hey, look at, the Astros division is actually pretty good. The Rangers are much improved. The Angels are, they're hovering around 500 all year. Oakland has a winning record and fighting for a wild card. Seattle is terrible, but... Listen, this division is pretty damn good, and for them to be beating up on them means something. Yeah, that's the reason that they're in first place. That's the reason that they're a really good team. Hey, they'll get to the postseason, and if they're good enough, if Greinke and Verlander and Cole are good enough, they're going to win a title. That's how good they are. It's baseball. You're going to and Charlie said this has been something that's said forever. You win 50, you lose 50, and then what did you do in the other ones? So that's what they – and guess what? They've been really, really good in the other ones for now 3 years going. So maybe even more than that. So I don't think it means anything. So that they're 500 against the other teams. How are they going to do against the Yankees? How are they going to do against Cleveland? How are they going to do against Tampa possibly or Minnesota?
How are they set up to do? At some point, you got to have your bullpen get hot again. Like, two guys in your bullpen get hot. Realistically, you're going to need two, and you're going to have to have a third guy that's okay. It's not crazy that Brad Peacock could be one of those guys. It's not crazy that Josh James could be one of those guys. Actually, both of those guys have the kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Josh has the big fastball, but Peacock has some good stuff. It's possible that Devo's not the guy you really want in a game. Let's just be honest. And yesterday, he blew it yesterday, but so did Sanchez. He was giving up bombs. There's multi-homer. Right now, Michael Brantley might be hitting as good as anybody in Major League Baseball. He every at bat is a good bat. Is a good at bat for this guy. We were watching up here in the studio. He took some he took a fastball inside the other day and ripped it down the line. Got his hands inside of it, which I don't know how he did it. And then yesterday he had an inside out swing where he just hit a screaming tailing, you know, shot. You know, on the shortstop side of second base, just a liner between center field and right field. It was just left of center field.
Yeah, but okay,
I mean, center and left, and it's just like, oh, hey, that guy is an incredible hitter.
Yeah, but he had two
he had two home runs too.
Two home runs yesterday, but the solo homers.
Well, it's not hit. Well, get on somebody. Get on well,
then,
base.
Okay, so why doesn't he wait till somebody gets on and then hit home run?
Well, I don't know.
I'm sick of him with the solo. He and Correa. Oh, thanks for nothing. Thanks for one run, guys. Terrible. Charlie wants to talk about the Astros. What do you say, Charlie?
Charlie, this is Gilbert.
Oh! Wait a minute!
Charlie,
I forgot about this. Is the
he outsmarted us again.
I forgot about this is the name that he uses.
Oh, Charlie.
Yeah. Well, your intern got messed up anyway, you know.
Oh, man.
How you doing, John? Lance, how you doing today?
Good, doing good, Gilbert.
Hey, Gilbert.
Hey, Lance, I want to ask you a question. Where were you when the day that Elvis Presley died?
Who?
Elvis Presley died today, 42 years ago today.
Who did?
Elvis Presley.
Anyway.
Where was I? I was a little kid, so I don't know. Probably exploring playgrounds and trying to get a kiss from Van Vossen.
You weren't a little kid.
Yeah, I remember reading it on a newspaper and in a grocery store, Gilbert. I do. I remember
Elvis
that.
Presley.
Elvis
died
Elvis
on the toilet.
No, how are you when
I don't remember.
Died.
Hey, hold on. I want to play this just a second. I got a more impressive game. Do you know when I was at the other station, I asked Gilbert a question that I really didn't want the answer to, it turns out, because Gilbert had an answer. I asked him when I would die. Because Gilbert's great with celebrity deaths and deaths and all this stuff. Do you know Gilbert sometimes can project a death? Like, for example, and I have blocked out the date that he had on me. Do you have a death date for John Granato, Gilbert?
Yeah.
No, whoa. I don't want to
know.
2032.
2032, he'll pass away.
Okay.
13 years from now.
Yikes.
It's possible.
It is possible. No, it's very possible. That blows.
What about Dell?
What? Yeah. How about Dell?
2025.
Whoa!
Why am I dying in 6 years?
6 years, Dell.
From what?
So, Gilbert, do you have a
Do you have a reason for this death?
How is he going to die? Do you know?
Partying too much. That was
partying too much.
Okay, whatever.
Wait, was that John?
John or is that Dell? Who's dying from partying too much?
Dell.
Dell.
Yeah.
Well, okay, that's crap. I'm not dying.
What kind of party?
Well, you don't know. Somebody might be partying and hit you or something. You don't know.
Or you could get roofied. Maybe he's talking about you getting roofied.
What if you get roofied?
I don't go to places where that happens.
What if you get roofied by some girl?
You could get roofied at a
picking up her skirt.
Listener appreciation party. Maybe you could have got roofied, Dell.
Only drink out of closed containers.
Dell, do you have a death date on Raheel?
Yeah.
Do you have one on Raheel?
Gilbert, do you know when Raheel's going to die?
Yeah,
2046. 46? How come he gets to live
46.
Long? And how come you got to die right away, though?
It's not actually that long a fruitful life for him if you do the
probably for him it is. He doesn't want to live past a certain age anyway. He doesn't want to get old.
Probably because Dell stole your bike, didn't he?
No. 2046.
Yes, he did. At the Christmas program, you know.
What? That Raheel did that, not me.
At the Christmas.
Yeah.
He put you on a list. He remembers
Dell. Raheel stole your bike, not me.
Yep.
And, well... Gilbert, how come you couldn't buy another bike?
I got another bike already.
From who? Sunski Sports?
No, from my old...
No, you're giving him commercials.
A long time ago.
Oh,
yep. Long time ago?
Long time ago. He got a new bike.
Old church before I went to Lakewood.
Oh.
A Chinese church.
You went to a Chinese church?
It's on Bingo and I-10.
Oh, and you got a bike, huh? Nice.
These stories are nonsensical.
So, Gilbert... remember you were worried about what did you want? What did you want me to get for you?
Apollo 11 cap. Astros cap.
Yeah. Did you still want that?
You got it or not? You don't got it, do you, right?
I got it for you. I bought it. El Jefe brought it last night. Yep, and I bought it for you.
How you bought for you? Now you come in yet anyway.
I bought.
You don't sell till September 5th. Why are you fooling me? Why are you lying to me, John?
Gilbert, I got it. I got it for you. I have it. I actually.
Wait, ask him around town.
Gilbert.
How can you possibly buy a cap?
He doesn't believe you.
Right now. Anyway,
liar.
Anyway.
Gilbert, trust me. Yeah. I got it for you. It's already bought and paid for.
Gilbert,
it's,
are you buying this?
It's in Tyler's desk.
Don't
he
believe,
locked it
are
up.
Are you believing
don't
this,
believe
Gilbert?
Him, Gilbert?
Tyler locked it up. I bought it last night, Gilbert.
Where at?
Where'd you buy it?
He brought it. El Jefe brought it. He works for a cap company. He works for... He does.
I don't know.
He works for some lids. I think he works for lids.
Hold on. What did you say, Gilbert?
What?
You mean cap? We work at a cap company anyway, you know.
Gilbert,
it won't come out till
Gilbert. Have I ever?
Fifth anyway.
Have I ever lied to you?
Yes.
I have the cap.
Of all the things he won't believe.
Of this one.
I know. That's hard to.
Haven't I gotten you tickets? Didn't I
hey,
set
you
up? I put him in the club level. I got him an interview with Roger Clemens.
Did that happen, Gilbert?
Yeah, I interviewed Roger Clemens.
This one you can't believe? Really? I got the cap, Gilbert.
I don't know, Gilbert. It was a road game yesterday. How could he have
okay,
gotten
I'll
the cap?
Okay, I'll go by, got there by lunchtime, pick it up on that family.
Yeah. You know what he just did? He called your bluff.
No, I come get it. I'm telling you, I got it. Tyler has it in locked up in his desk. So I will get it. It'll be at the front desk for you. Don't bother
about
Esme,
that,
though.
Yeah. I don't know. We're going to eat for nothing anyway, you know.
Don't have him come up here for nothing.
By the way, Lance?
John?
Lance?
Yes?
Are you there, Lance?
Yes.
Yes, he's here.
Why are you going to show tomorrow? Why are you going to have the people give you a Showtime mug anyway? On TV, inside the NFL mug.
Always about the Showtime.
Inside the NFL,
is,
that one?
This has been going
he's
on
got
for
it for you.
6 years.
Yeah, Showtime.
Quick question. Why do you always assume that I have some connection with Showtime?
You went to the NFL Network.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, but we have our own network. It's called the NFL Network, not the Showtime Network.
Right.
Yeah, they need to use Showtime on your food.
But you can get it then. You can get this cap for him. You said that you would. Why don't you get it?
He doesn't want a cap. He wants a mug.
I mean,
the
mug. Why don't you get this mug? He wants this mug.
Oh, don't come by for the mug. No, don't come by for the mug. No one's got a mug.
Yeah, you get him the mug.
No one's got a mug.
Get him the mug.
You're going to go through this heat wave for that? For no mug?
Well, you do have a cap, Gilbert. It's here, okay? All right, that's it. 7:35, ESPN.
Gilbert, hang up the phone.
Yeah, see, Gilbert, your mom said hang up the phone. Hang up the phone. Ramjack at home, Lance.
All right, let's talk about Ramjack. Let me tell you about what Ramjack can do for you, which is there's going to be a lot of people out there who decide, well, I think I might have foundation issues. If you haven't had them before, you're going to have them. That's just the way Texas is. If you stay in a house long enough, you're going to have foundation, or if you're lucky, you're going to have somebody who's fixed the foundation. Of course, I say if you're lucky. Some of these lifetime transferable warranties aren't worth anything because the companies are not very old and they don't stay around, or maybe they change their technology and they say, oh, I'm sorry, we don't still warranty that other technology. With Ramjack, they've got 40 years in the business. They've got a patented technology that is going to continue to be warrantied for the lifetime of that home, and it's transferable. So when you sell the home, it's a big selling point as well. When your foundation has been fixed, you don't want to do it twice. You want to do it right the first time. And to do that, you should rely on the experts like Ramjack. They can come out and give an evaluation of your home. If you've got cracks in your sheetrock, if your molding's pulling away, you got the sloping floors, chimneys pulling away outside, you've got sinking, sloping slabs, gapes around the windows, these are all signs of foundation issues. How severe are they? Well, Ramjack can tell you exactly what the answer is there. And then when they get in and start the work, you are going to see unbelievable changes to the interior of your home. You get them patched up, you get the sheetrock redone, you get it repainted, and boom, you are back to having that house the way it's supposed to be. And that's a big, big deal, since that's your biggest investment is your home. Make sure that you go with the experts over at Ramjack. Ramjack.com. Go check out their entire technology and the company itself, or call them today at 713-599-0102. 713-599-0102. That's Ramjack.
Warning, warning. You're listening to... You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 740 ESPN 97.5. Okay, we got to go to break. Yeah, we went a little long with Gilbert, didn't we? So this is a quick one.
You mean right. Charlie? You're a little late with Charlie?
We went a little. Okay, some things that happened yesterday. First, Landry Jones, the first player to sign with the XFL. I knew this. Stoops was in town for a Touchdown Club event.
I saw him at the camp. He was at Indy Cleveland.
He was there?
Yeah, I saw him. Yeah.
So he was here with Dana and Gary Patterson, and they did a round table of the three of them, and I emceed it. It was a nice event. And afterwards, Stoops said he's going to sign Landry Jones to be his quarterback. So he signed with the XFL. All the players are XFL, members of the XFL, and then they'll sign him a team, or they'll have a draft, but Landry Jones is going to Dallas. So I don't know what you think of Landry Jones. Whatever you think of Landry Jones, he's the first guy that has signed with the XFL. Listen, quarterback's going to be an issue. It's going to be an issue with that. So each team has three. There's about 100 quarterbacks, maybe four quarterbacks on a roster right now. There's about 100. You're talking about the, and by the way, the third and fourth string guys in the NFL have issues. Mm-hmm. So the best guy that's going to be in this league is at best the 100th best quarterback right now.
Did the Alliance have a quarterback, and I put accomplished in quotes, as accomplished as Landry Jones?
No. They had younger guys that were...
That's why I don't know how...
Trying to make it.
I just don't know how the XFL is going to do it, because here's your biggest problem. You're not going to have good quarterbacks. I mean, that's just a fact. There just aren't the numbers, and you're going to have really bad offensive lines. And you can find defensive linemen. I don't know how they're going to score. I don't know how you're going to have an offensive
lead. That was the problem with the Alliance. They couldn't score.
It's going to be hard because your quarterback and your offensive line are not going to be good, and yet you can find pretty good corners. You can find good receivers, running backs, D-line, not as many linebackers, but it's just a big advantage for defense. Your defensive line is just going to really give the blues to the offensive line. Because if you're, as we've seen with certain teams around this general area, even if you're not good, you can make rosters and play in the NFL. Mm. Imagine what's out there that's not on a team anywhere.
What's the model for potentially rating the CFL? I don't know what their offensive line play or the quarterback play
is. Same. If you're an offensive lineman and you can play at all, you're in the NFL.
Because if you can outpace the CFL or salaries, would you go that route to go get players that are hard to get here? Right now.
And I think that's where you could maybe get some quarterbacks.
So let's face it, though. I mean, not every position, but let's face it. Where are you going to be weakest in this league? It starts at quarterback, because if you can play at all, you're probably on an NFL roster, right? Mm-hmm. It's probably going to be quarterback. And then offensive line, then probably corner, because if you can cover some people, you got a shot in the league, because there's a lot of guys that can't cover that are still playing in the NFL. Yeah. We see them right here in Houston.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe you're going to have really good wide receivers, because that's a deep talent pool in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it? Of all the positions in the NFL,
yeah,
where would you say the most talent is?
I think you can find the most talent numbers-wise at wide receiver.
At wide receiver.
Wide receiver and running back.
Maybe D tackle? No.
Yeah, D-line has...
D-line.
You look at the depth at D-line, it's really, really good. Now, I would not say there's as much like a cornerback. It's for whatever reason, it's hard to have more than three good corners, and even
well,
three
because
is hard.
Most part of it is because the wide receivers are so talented.
Yeah, and they say, and you know, the one issue that has been going on for years and years in college is when you have athletic guys coming out of high school, the decision has been, do we put them at corner or do we put them at wide receiver? Let's have them score touchdowns.
Yeah.
And until that there's a shift, and it's the same thing with D-line, O-line, until the shift, only this time it's on D-line to go get quarterbacks, until that shift is, hey, you can find wide receivers. Let's make this guy a corner. There's more value in cornerbacks.
Yep.
And what I'm starting to see a lot of, like I saw it with Nate Hairston a few years ago. Actually, there was a lot last year of former wide receivers in college who, after their first couple of years, they switch over to the other side and play corner. And I think there's an understanding that athletes who are big and long and fast, they're valuable in college, and they also have the best chance to make
it.
That's pros.
That's it.
That's the smart.
Yeah, a smart coach will convince that kid. Hey,
you got a kid with some
size.
You got
a chance to
run.
Go. You got a chance to go to the league.
They should be playing corner, yep. Not wide receiver.
And if you know who doesn't have much size? Craig DeCerf.
No, but to be fair, he's like an A.Q. Shipley, one of those centers with a little shorter arms, but he's stocky, can get in there with some good leverage. He's maybe like a nose tackle. And Craig DeCerf, when it's all said and done, one of the reasons I love this guy is he's always hustling, finding different things to make customers happy. And that's what it's all about, is making the customer happy. And making a customer happy is something that they can do on a regular basis. I'll give you an example. August 31st, there's going to be a Chevy All-Star Open House going on, so you can see all the Chevys they have. They're very best. And right now I'm driving a Chevy Silverado. I've got a Chevy Traverse, but I'm driving the Silverado right now. I know why it's such a big deal right now. The Chevy Silverado, every time I pull up somewhere, you know, I'll have a friend go, holy crap, that's what a great pickup. And I've never been a pickup guy, but it's awesome. If you want to check out Chevy Silverado, go to the open house on August 31st. The Chevy Traverse that I'm driving, the crossover vehicle that my wife ended up getting, it's fantastic. You can see it there. You test drive a new Chevy, they're going to give you a $25 gift card and an all-star cinch bag or pro baseball tickets. So you're going to get two different gifts for sure, but you're also going to be entered to win an on-field meet and greet with Carlos Correa before the game. So you got a chance to get get entered into that meet and greet with Carlos Correa, and all you're doing is just test driving a brand new Chevy. That's all you're having to do. Go to Angleton. It's going to be a few miles away from here in the city of Houston, but it's not a bad trip. It's pretty easy to get to. And when you see the savings on these vehicles and you see the trade-in value that they give you and you see the selection that they have, it is a no-brainer that not only your first car, but your second, third, and fourth are going to come from that spot with Craig DeCerf and his guys at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. If you want to see their entire inventory, go to LanceZCars.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. A couple of things that made some headlines yesterday. Did you see Conor McGregor punch that guy?
What a piece of crap move. The dude didn't flex on. He wasn't. First of all, the guy was, they say he's in his 50s. It's in his upper 50s to lower 60s, maybe. And then the second thing is, so I don't know if this is accurate or not, but one of the rumors, I guess, is that Conor was trying to buy a shot for him with the whiskey that he's got his own whiskey.
Conor was pouring the whiskey.
And you can see him, and he's got a glass over there, and the guy puts it back. And so I think that's probably accurate. So I guess the guy said something. I mean, it's just some old guy who's sitting there. And Conor socks him in the side of the head.
A sucker punch.
That happened in April. Not only should they come down hard on him, that guy should hit him with a lawsuit.
Did you see what Dana White said about him?
What'd he say?
Oh, my God. He came down hard on him.
He better come down hard on him.
Well,
Conor's a turd, man. Conor McGregor is a turd.
Now, this is going to... It's not going to go well for Conor McGregor because people are all... They're. I mean, you don't. You just don't sucker punch. You're a professional fighter,
and you sucker punch somebody because
they
don't
want an old man sitting at the bar
and who doesn't want your whiskey.
Yeah, because he doesn't want your whiskey. When you deal with fighters, guys who fight for a living, there's always something. If you look at some of the greatest, Tyson. If you look at what Tyson went through in his peak, every time you take a guy who is a professional fighter, you sprinkle a ton of money on top of it. Get ready for disaster.
Yeah, that's true.
He says, you get to the point where you look at a guy like Connor and you look at the bus incident in New York, all the other things. You look at the camera, the phone, and the guy, remember the phone guy slapped the phone out of his hand? That cost him millions. And the guy who took the picture of him in Miami slaps the phone. What's the number? What's it going to cost Connor before he decides, all right, this isn't worth it. Enough is enough. I need to stop doing this. The incident in New York cost him millions he had to pay out. He had to pay the guy with the phone. What's he going to pay this guy that he hit in the bar?
Hopefully a ton.
The list goes on and on. I just don't know when he wakes up and says, I got to stop doing this. No, that's a POS move, bro. That is a POS move. You can't sucker punch a guy at a bar because he doesn't want your whiskey. Good Lord, man. I mean, at some point, the public opinion of Conor McGregor and his whiskey, and he says, hey, the whiskey's doing great. They love it, and he's killing it. What are you doing, dude?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Who cares if the guy doesn't? Dude, this is why if you're a turd, you're a turd. There's a difference between somebody being immature and needing to grow up and just having an issue with character that is just not going to change. Connor grew up in the hard part of Ireland, the hard part, and he's that street hooligan. Yeah. That's who he's going to be. I mean, we see it in guys with football. We see it in guys with basketball. We see it in guys with baseball. We see it in real life, in the business world. It's just life. Some guys are pieces of crap, and Connor McGregor is talented. He can be fun to watch. He can be entertaining. But at the end of the day, when you make your final evaluation on what kind of guy he is, he's a guy that will punch an old man in the head.
Yep.
That's who he is.
That's what he is.
You either have that in you or you don't. He has it in him.
Yep.
So call his ass out and do something about it.
The other one who punched us in the face yesterday was Daryl Morey. He punched us right in our NBA faces.
Why did he punch? What he said on the podcast.
Here's what he said on the podcast.
Someone asked me who's a better scorer, him or Michael Jordan, and it's just factual that James Harden is a better scorer than Michael Jordan.
Based on the math, you give James Harden
the ball, and before you're giving up the ball, how many points do you generate, which is how you should measure offense. James Harden is by far number one in NBA history, and he was number one even at the Oklahoma City Thunder. He was coming off the bench. It was a little more hidden. So you needed good data to sort of suss that out. So we knew he had that amazing skill to be a scorer.
Yeah, people probably aren't going to like you saying that.
No, people hate it. Now, the counter argument is reasonable. They say if you put Michael Jordan on a team now, he would do more than James Harden. That's possible. But if you're just saying, like, NBA history, how much – if you give this guy the ball, how much does his team score after you give him the ball before the other team gets the ball? It's James Harden. And I know that makes people mad, but it's literally a fact. So –
So what he's saying mathematically, you remember Daryl only deals with mathematic absolutes.
I would argue, though, I would say, okay, forget Michael. What about Wilt?
How many points per possession? When you shoot as many threes as James.
Because he said James. When you touch it. So touches, because Wilt didn't touch it every time because he was a center. He's not going to be able to get it. Well, James has the ball in his hand almost every possession.
Well, can't they calculate PER for Wilt?
Yes, right. I would almost.
Here's the big difference, John. You're also looking at a points per possession, and the three pointer is a major advantage that James has over Michael Jordan because James shoots a crap.
I was talking about
threes.
Wilt, but
well, no, but I'm saying, when Wilt will have no threes,
right? So well, right. No, I get that, but if it's by a number of touches and points that you score, I get it. 3-point shot is. James is not a great three-point shooter. He's a good three-point shooter, but his volume obviously puts him in another category. But the number of points that Wilt scored per possession, I don't know. I don't have the math. I obviously don't have the math. I would say, forget Michael Jordan. And everybody, you know what? He's not talking about championships and all of that stuff. It's about scoring. I could believe that James is probably a better scorer than Michael Jordan.
Oh yeah, no, it's for Daryl to say it. He's already done the math.
Yeah, and is he a better player than Michael Jordan? No, I mean, not even close. It's not even. No. It's not even arguable. It's not even close.
Daryl always says he said it on this show, and it freaked people out when he said he's a better scorer than Michael Jordan. I would argue that Michael Jordan could get points pretty much whenever he wanted to. But you know, we do have a bias. I think an anti-James bias at times, based on playoff failures and things like that. And sometimes we do conflate the winner versus the scorer. And there, you know, Dominique Wilkins was a phenomenal scorer back in the day. Alex English was. Those guys didn't win anything. They didn't win anything. And James is a phenomenal.
Well, when you compare guys to Michael Jordan, they'll lose their mind. People will lose their minds. I'm like, okay, maybe you know what? Points per possession. Okay, maybe James is a better scorer. It doesn't mean he's a winner. That they're two different, totally different things. And oh, by the way, there's the whole defense thing, which Michael was all NBA every year. So, I'm not losing my. I know people will lose their minds over this, but
yeah.
It's probably accurate. It might be because Daryl's a numbers guy. You and Daryl are numbers guys.
We're the numbers guys. When you get past Harden over Jordan, just the how jarring it is to hear Harden over Jordan, and you really just listen to what he's saying, there is accuracy there. There's accuracy there. James is an elite all-time scorer. James will go down as one of the greatest scorers to ever play basketball. And that's just going to be the case. And if you don't like James, I'm sorry if that hurts you or if it touches you in a bad place. But that's going to be that's going to happen. It is currently happening. It has happened.
Yeah.
There's not a small sample size. That guy's a phenomenal scorer. He's not a winner. He doesn't when it comes to the biggest moments and the biggest high leverage games, he doesn't have a history of showing up. But when it comes to just flat out scoring, getting other people involved, points per possession, efficiency is extremely high because he's a great finisher and he's extremely good from the free throw line.
Free throw
line's a big deal with efficiency.
I want Daryl to look at Wilt versus as opposed to Michael.
I'm trying to look at some Wilt stuff right now, and they've got.
I mean that I don't know that it got any more efficient than Wilt Chamberlain as far as scoring goes. All right, 713-780-377. And the percentage of points that he scored versus his team. I mean, he had to be the all time guy, but. We'll see. All right, now, but listen, are you going to grill tonight?
I actually, no, tomorrow. I'm not grilling tonight, but I'm going to go with Texas Star Grill Shop. I looks like we're going to do something with the Memphis reps in late August, I think August 24th, and I'll give you details on that. I'm pretty excited about that. So when you go to Texas Star Grill Shop, they have two locations. They have a location in Spring off Louetta, and then the one at 2045 Southwest Freeway where you exit Shepherd and Greenbrier. But the thing that is so awesome about this is it has truly, over the years, become a one-stop shop for everything you need barbecue-wise, whether it's barbecue sauce, whether it is. And when I tell you these things, remember, these are high-end products that are considered, you know, the best on the market. They've got a championship rub for not just your brisket, but also pork ribs, beef ribs. They've got steaks. They've got activated charcoal called the carnivore, which I use to create an incredible crust on a brisket, and it can do it on steaks as well. They've got the pizza stones. They've got an oven, a pizza oven that gets up to 1,000 degrees in just a matter of minutes. That's going on. That's for sale right now at Texas Star Grill Shop. You've got great deals going on the second generation Traeger where you can get them lower than any type of retail store. They can't touch these prices. When you go to Texas Star Grill Shop for this great summer grill sale, you are going to get your hands on top-of-the-line grills like Memphis, like Traeger, like Pits and Spits, like the Big Green Egg, and all at ridiculously low prices for those products. The big sale right now on the Maverick 1250 is going on that you can take advantage of, and that is waiting for you from Pits and Spits. They've got a great price on the Traeger second generation waiting for you if you want to upgrade your Traeger. Green Mountain, they've been putting out great wood pellet products as well. So for any of your barbecuing needs, you've got to stop by, my friends, at Texas Star Grill Shop. That's TexasStarGrillShop.com.